Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Nepal say more than 1,900 people have been killed by Saturday's earthquake. At least 4,700 others have been injured by that quake. Wajanjanap has reached a report shattered buildings, buckled roads, destroyed temples, and left thousands homeless.
The massive scale of the tragedy unfolded in the hours after the earthquake. Flattened homes, damaged buildings, and split open walls and roads in the bustling Kathmandu Valley, home to 2.5 million people and Nepal's main cities. But the devastation could be much wider because scores of tiny villages perched on Himalayan slopes have not yet been accessed. The epicenter of the killer quake, which struck shortly before noon Saturday, was located 80 kilometers northwest of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. The death toll climbed rapidly through the day as the army and police launched an effort to rescue people. The earthquake also triggered an avalanche at the Mount Everest base camp, killing several guides and mountaineers and flattening many tents. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants say its military carried out airstrikes in Syria and Iraq on Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 strikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar that disabled or destroyed IS fighting positions, as well as their vehicles and heavy machine guns. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. And despite those strikes on Saturday, Islamic State militants exploded 3 suicide car bombs, happened at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan on Saturday, killing at least 4 Iraqi soldiers. Another 10 were reported wounded in the blast. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Al-Nusra Front and the Islamist Brigades took full control of the northwestern town of Jisr al-Shagur on Saturday after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. Analysts say the fall of the town opens up a strategic route for the rebels to neighboring Latakia province on the Mediterranean coast, which is a bastion of support for President Bashar al-Assad. Fighting rounds continued on Saturday between supporters of Yemen's president and the Shiite Houthi rebels in the port city of Aden and other parts of the country. Meantime, Saudi-led coalition airstrikes also continue to hit Houthi targets. Security officials and eyewitnesses are saying fierce street battles in Aden took place as Houthis tried to gain a foothold in 2 districts. Western governments and Sunni Arab allies in the coalition say that Iran is financing and supporting the Houthis. Tehran's rebels deny that allegation. Vote counting has begun in Togo's presidential election, with President Faure Gnassingbé seeking a 3rd 5-year term. He assumes office in 2005 upon the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema. Opposition leader Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president in the last election, is expected to come in 2nd in the single-round presidential voting. Here in the U.S., President Obama used his weekly media address to press for approval of his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Mr. Obama said the new trade deal is needed to ensure the United States keeps pace with China negotiating trade pacts around the world. Mr. Obama said he's committed to making sure the trade agreements will not result in American workers losing their jobs.
The trade agreements I'm negotiating will drive a race to the top. And we're making sure American workers can retool through training programs and community colleges and use new skills to transition into new jobs.
President Obama is pushing Congress to give him trade promotion authority, where Congress could vote yes or no on trade deals but could not make any changes in them. 25 years ago on Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed, loaded with an array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. Scientists say Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system and well beyond, and that's changed astronomy forever. It was slated to end its mission in 2005, but is still going strong after 5 space shuttle servicing missions.
That's the latest world news from VOA.